Thank you for calling XPO. Excuse my voice. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Walter from Installation Specialist, and I needed a help with order number.
Okay. What's that order number?
Let me enlarge it. My eyes aren't the best. That order number is 0781F. B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, D as in Delta.
Okay, one moment. Okay, for Rafed Sema in West Bloomfield, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see where a tech called in, stated he does not know who installed the Pro Island hood, but stated this is a complex install and whoever installed it will have to come for the install. Tech stated go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
The rest of the note here was Cheryl at about, looks like 9:40 our time, so 8:40 Eastern. Tech stated this is his first time touching a Pro Island hood up to 40 inches. Tech does not do over 600 CFM installs. Tech stated he will be calling James. I'm assuming that's Grant.
Yeah. Yep, yep. I called James, but I couldn't get through to him, but I wasn't sure if the tech actually had called you guys. It sounded like he already did, but I was going to call you guys and inform you guys so you could let the customer know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's going to have a fit, but.
Should I ask him to reach out to Best Buy to have them reschedule with a different service provider?
Probably so. Best Buy is probably going to, I don't know how they, I'm not real clear on how they do that. Whenever you have something that's beyond our scope,
a lot of stores do have multiple service providers that they work with, so they might be able to find another technician. Give me just a moment.
No, I'm usually the guy they call. They might be able to get Brody to do it, but doubtful.
Okay, well, I will definitely let, let's see. Okay, it does look like he spoke to someone on the 24th. Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, they are going to be mad. Okay. All right, so
yeah,
I'm
now
going
you see
to...
why I said that. And then the one thing they also left out of the notes that I would like to say is it's a situation where the unit does not come with a motor, so someone's going to have to take the motor out the old unit, transfer
Ooh.
It to the new unit.
Yeah, that's
so it just gets even more complicated.
That's
why yeah,
every
so...
Man,
exactly, so...
Thank you. That clears it up. And we'll
yeah.
need...
Blower motor. Mm-hmm.
Someone to remove. If he got someone to remove and replace the motor, do you think if he still needed installation after that was done, it would be able to be installed?
Well, no. When they do that, they're going to do it all.
Okay.
I mean, because they're going to have to take it down and, you know...
Motor
we really don't. When it gets to real high-end installs, we don't like going behind people.
Understand.
Because if it's not, you know, anything's off.
So, to remove the motor from the existing unit and install into the new unit. All right. I'm going to call Best Buy and have them reach out to the customer to let them know this and get my breeze code at the same time because whoever, he spoke to Cheryl, but there's no breeze code that anyone's communicated with Best Buy.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, let me ask, are the products still with the tech, or were they on site?
Yes, it's with him, and he's taking it back to the dock.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to reach out to Best Buy, and then we'll make sure that this customer is contacted one way or the other.
All
and
right.
Do you want me to call you back with the breeze code, or do you want me to just put it in the notes?
No, you just put it in the notes. That'd be fine.
And do we need a trip charge?
No, because he never went.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Okay, thank you so much, Walter.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling XPO.
Bye-bye.